请我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
天父，让我们的心像刚才弟兄所祷告的，向着你又真又热。
Lord Jesus, please let our hearts, Lord, approach you in truth and enthusiasm.
把以下的时间恭敬地交在恩主你自己的手中。
Lord, the following time we lay before you.
我们谢谢你借着诗班再次给我们看到神羔羊的宝血的功效。
Oh Lord, we thank you for our choir who again remind us of the blood of the Lamb of God.
因着神羔羊的宝血，我们今天可以来到你的面前。
And Lord, through that Lamb's blood, we can come before you today.
因着神的羔羊的宝血，我们可以得胜撒旦魔鬼。
And Lord, through your Lamb's blood, we can have victory over Satan.
今天早上是一个得胜的聚会。
This morning, Lord, is a victorious worship.
我们一同来分享经历你在我们身上的工作。
Lord, may we together share and experience the work that you've done among us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
上个礼拜我讲属灵征战的上集。
Last week I spoke about the spiritual warfare, part one.
那么讲完了第一堂以后，讲完了上个礼拜的崇拜以后，发现有不少的弟兄姊妹，引起他们的好奇和兴趣。
And after last week's service, kindled much of your curiosity and interest.
那么在过去这个礼拜，最多人打电话或者当面跟我提出的问题是什么呢？
And this past week, many people called me up and asked me questions. What was the number one question?
为什么今天我们看见世界上许多算命的都算得很准，碟仙都很灵？
Why do we see so many fortune tellers who tell exactly the future, and also the Ouija boards that are so true?
我非常喜欢今天第一次跟我翻译的同工 exactly, 真是那样的准确，那样的灵。我想我们中国人对算命、对交鬼这一类的事情不是很陌生。
Chinese people are very familiar with spiritualism and also fortune telling.
当我提到为什么这些算命会那么灵，碟仙会那么准的时候
，Why when we speak about the exactness of the spiritualist and the Ouija board?
很简单，因为这一些事情都跟灵界有关系。
It's very simple. All these things are related to spiritual matters.
如果跟灵界有关系，必然它里面有超然的因素。
Anything related to spiritual matters has a supernatural factor.
所以当我们今天看见这些似乎不在我们一条正线上面的一些事情，但是我们却看见它们非常的准确。
And some things that we feel strange and foreign to us, but we see that they are really, really exact.
因为里面有属灵的因素。
Because there are spiritual things within these matters.
我自己在中学还没有做基督徒之前。
In high school, before I became a Christian.
我不晓得你们怎么样，不过有的时候我们都有一点点这种经验。
I don't know about you, but many of us have some of these experiences.
我们几个朋友聚在一起，我们说，哎，我们今天晚上来玩碟仙。
A few of our friends got together and said, hey, let's play a Ouija board.
哇，十分灵。
Oh, this is very extreme.
因为我记得那天我们在一起这个玩碟仙的时候。
Because when we were playing the Ouija board,
那么有一位在我们中间，他已经40岁出头了，但是他还没有结婚。
One of our members, he was 40 years old already, and he was still single.
他单身了很久，那么我们就开玩笑就问说，到底这个人可不可能结婚，会不会结婚，什么时候结婚
？So our curiosity prompted us to ask, he's been a bachelor for all these years. When will he marry? When will he marry?
我印象非常深，那个碟仙说明年七月他要结婚。
And it left a strong impression on me when the Ouija board said next year in July.
过了一年七月份，这个我们认为不可能结婚的单身汉结婚了。
And the following year in July, this seemingly impossible bachelor who did get married.
你如果不相信这些灵界的东西，你没有办法接受这个事实。
If you don't believe in spiritual matters, you cannot accept this truth.
我记得非常清楚，那个时候我们就很好奇，就问到底这一个仙是什么仙。
And then we asked the spirit, "Who are you? What's your name?"
那么后来他就告诉我们说，他的名字叫做孙中山。
And the spirit replied.Dr. Sun Yat-sen.
我不会忘记那一次的经验。
I won't forget that experience.
那么等到信主之后
，And after I became a Christian，
我相信这也是许多基督徒的经验。
And this probably is your experience as well.
我记得有一次师母在中学的时候
，And when 师母 was in high school，
Mrs. Lee，
Mrs. Lee was in high school.
那么在下课的时候，他们同学聚在一起来玩碟仙。
And after school, their classmates got together to play the Ouija board.
那么他们在玩碟仙的时候，怎么玩那个碟子都不动。
And no matter how hard they try, it won't move.
那么后来里面有一个人突然就问一个问题。
And one of them suddenly asked.
他就问说，在这个教室里面有没有基督徒
？He says, within our group, who's a Christian?
后来师母就傻傻的就说我是。
And Mrs. Lee, you know, admitted I'm a Christian.
那个同学就说，请你赶快出去。只要有基督徒在这里，这碟仙不灵的。
And the classmate said, please leave this room. So long as there's a Christian among us, the Ouija board won't work.
这也是很难解释的一个事实。
And this is a mystery. It's hard to explain.
除非我们相信这一件事情跟灵界有关系。
Unless.We believe that these matters are spiritually related.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
属灵的征战不是一个开玩笑的一个题目
Spiritual warfare is not a matter of joke.
也许我们今天跟撒旦魔鬼没有这样面对面征战的经验
Maybe we don't have a face-to-face spiritual warfare with Satan.
但是我们一而再、再而三看见魔鬼撒旦用不同的一个方式在教会的里面产生一个极大的震撼和影响。
But we do know and experience that Satan uses various factors within the church to create conflict and struggle.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我十分的相信，主耶稣基督再来的日子越靠近，魔鬼的工作就越厉害。
As the return of Christ comes draws nearer, Satan.Increases his activity.
我十分相信撒旦魔鬼比我们今天在座每一个人都要相信圣经的启示。
Satan believes the Bible truths in the Bible more than we do.
他特别相信圣经里面的预言。
And especially Satan believes the prophecies in the Bible.
因为魔鬼知道所谓世界的末日，也就是他。
Because the devil knows the end of the world is also the end of his time.
越靠近他的末日，他就越会做困兽之斗、垂死之争。
The closer the end of the world comes, it's like cornering a wild animal. He will fight in desperation.
我十分相信这件事情。
I honestly believe this thing.
彼得在彼得前书里面提到说，魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子一样。
Peter tells us that the Satan is like a roaring lion.
越靠近主再来的日子
The closer the days our Lord's return,
这个吼叫的狮子会越来越凶猛
This roaring lion will be even more fierce.
不管这个逼迫是从政治来的，是从宗教来的，这种逼迫会越来越厉害
No matter this persecution comes from political or from religious institutions, the persecution will continue and persist.
弟兄姊妹，我们这些在自由世界里面可以自由敬拜神的人。
Brothers and sisters, we in the free world can worship freely.
我们这些人人在福气的当中而不知道福气。
We enjoy this privilege and yet we do not recognize it.
同一个时候
At the same time,
不同的地方
In a different place,
今天有许多的人为着信仰受逼迫。
There are many Christians persecuted because of their faith.
那么我们看见主耶稣再来的日子越靠近的时候，这个逼迫会越凶猛。
And as Christ's return draws near, the persecution will increase.
我们现在看见好像所谓无神论的政治形态，好像越来不像以前那样的嚣张。
And although atheistic political regimes has not been as strong as before.
但是上个礼拜我说了，今天在许多不同的宗教的环境里面，今天普遍的信上帝的人受了极大的逼迫。
But many religious groups still are being persecuted in the world.
我们不只是看见那个吼叫的狮子会越来越凶猛。
Not only do we see that the roaring lion will be fierce.
那是彼得说的。
That was mentioned by Peter.
保罗在哥林多后书告诉我们说，魔鬼像光明的天使。
Paul tells us that Satan is like an angel of light.
我们十分的相信，当主耶稣要再来的日子越来越靠近的时候，这个魔鬼的光明的欺骗的迷惑会越来越阴险。
As the Lord's return draws near, this angel of light will be even more shrewd and more subtle.
我们发现魔鬼的变化多端的那种美丽的外表的形象会越来越厉害。
The devil's tactics and his beautiful ways of drawing us in will be even more subtle.
吼叫的狮子是在教会外面进行的。
The roaring lion roars outside of church.
光明的天使是在教会里面进行的。
The angel of light.Works within the church.
我们可以说魔鬼的工作越来越是无孔不入的，他是用各种的方法都会掺进来的。
Satan will use each and every way to try to penetrate God's church.
请我们看路加福音二十二章。
Let's please turn to Luke chapter 22.
在这一段圣经里面，耶稣提到撒旦。
In this passage.Jesus mentions Satan.
他对彼得说，撒旦要得着你，像得着要塞麦子一样。
He says to Peter, Satan has asked to sift you like wheat.
但是很明显的，在这段圣经里面，我们肉眼看不见魔鬼撒旦。
But it's very clear that we can't see Satan with the naked eye.
耶稣说撒旦要得着这些门徒。
Jesus says Satan wants to get all these disciples.
但是在这里并没有看见撒旦真的跑出来，怎么样来搅扰这些门徒。
But we do not see how Satan works among the disciples.
虽然我们的肉眼看不到撒旦，但是我们相信这里面有一个属灵的征战正在进行之中。
Though our naked eye cannot see Satan, we know Satan is working among us.
我们今天要非常的小心。
We have to be very careful today.
外面看见的表象不是真相。
The reality that we perceive is not necessarily real.
今天有许多表象在进行，其实里面还有一个故事。
What's on the outside is another story on the inside.
外面一件事情在做。
There's something happening on the outside.
后面有一条平行线正在进行。
There's something in the background that's unseen, invisible, in effect.
每一次我打开报纸，每一次打开电视，看到 Waco, Texas 的故事的时候
，Every time I look at the newspaper or turn on the TV and it mentions about Waco, Texas.
我就看到不是单单美国联邦政府的军队在外面，里面有那个 Courage 的人在里面，不是单单只是这样的一个图画。
It's not just the federal government versus David Koresh.
我看到的是里面后面隐藏在底下有一个属灵的征战。
I see a spiritual warfare behind all that facade.
也就是这一段圣经所告诉我们的。
And it is what this passage in the Bible tells us.
耶稣说撒旦要来。
Jesus says Satan will come.
但是肉眼看不到。
It's something that our naked eye cannot see.
但是这几节的圣经。
But in these few passages.
给我个人有两个很深入的提醒和警惕。
There are two very strong precautions and warnings.
第一个弟兄姊妹
Number one,
是什么呢一个侍奉主的人免不了撒旦的攻击
A servant of God is not immune to Satan's attack
彼得是当时这个小组的领袖我们都知道
Peter is the leader of the disciples that we know
我曾经在这里提过 leader 这个字翻成中文领袖是非常非常的传神
In Chinese, it's a very peculiar the way we call leaders.
那个 leader 把它翻译成领袖，你记不记得我曾经提到，这很有意思。
In Chinese, the word leader means collar and sleeve.
collar 领 sleeve 是袖。你知道 collar 跟 sleeve 这两个东西是一件衣服最容易脏的地方。
The collar and sleeves are the parts of your clothing that gets dirty most easily.
我以前讲过，你若出去旅行，太太不在旁边，没人跟你洗衣服了，那你逼着自己非洗衣服不可。
When you go out on vacation and your wife is not with you to wash your laundry, then you have to wash it yourself.
那么好在这些旅馆里面都有冷气。
And thank goodness, in many of the hotels, there is air conditioning.
所以洗好以后只要晾在房间里面，那冷气吹吹吹就吹干了。
So all you have to do is just wash it a little bit, put it, hang it up, and the air conditioning will dry it.
洗的时候你没有那么奢侈洗全件衣服，但你一定洗两个地方，把领子用牙刷刷一刷，把袖子用牙刷刷一刷。
And you may not be as careful, but you'll definitely use your toothbrush and brush the collar and the sleeves.
撒旦知道中国人的一个道理，擒贼先要擒王。
There's a Chinese saying, and Satan knows this, if you want to get a group, you strike the leader.
所以你如果先 strike the leader, 抓住 leader, 那么这个团体就倒了。
And once you get the leader, the whole group falls.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
一个教会
in a church,
最撒旦给教会最致命的伤害是什么呢？
What's the strongest attack Satan can have against the church?
把主任牧师打倒，这个教会呢也就没戏唱。
To make the senior pastor fall.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说我比你们了不起。
It's not that I'm any better than you are.
我不是说我的地位比你们高。
It's not that my position is higher.
但是魔鬼知道。
But Satan knows.
要擒贼，先擒王。
If you want to get the group, you strike the leader.
要打敌人，先把领袖打倒。
If you want to attack your enemy, you attack their leader.
当领袖一倒的时候，这些人就当鸟兽散，他们就散掉了。
And once you attack the leader falls, the group scatters.
当我们今天看见一个在教会里面属灵的领袖失败的时候
，And when we see a leader in the church fall,
教会必然失败。
The church falls with him.
所以那个时候，我们看见撒旦攻击彼得，不是没有道理。
So when Satan attacks Peter, he has his reasons.
所以今天你在教会里面有心侍奉弟兄姊妹，让我奉主的名警告你，你所受的逼迫会比别人多，所受的撒旦的攻击会比别人大。
Today, if you want to be a servant of God, to serve the church, to serve the Lord, believe me, in God's name, you're going to suffer a lot of persecution from Satan.
不侍奉就不侍奉。
If you don't serve,You don't serve.
你不侍奉，你可以享受那个西线无战事的平静。
If you don't serve, you can enjoy the peace that you're outside of the conflict.
你越在主的面前愿意把自己的生命摆上，你就越发现撒旦的矛头是向着你。
The more you want to place your life before the Lord to serve Him, the more Satan's arrows are aimed at you.
这是第一个我接受到的提醒和警惕。
That's the first warning that I received.
第二个警惕是什么？
The second warning.
我从这段时间看见第二个警惕。
The second warning from this passage I see.
彼得已经被撒旦得着了。
Peter was grabbed hold of by Satan.
但是他自己不知道。
And you know.
他自己不知道。
He didn't know.
他自己那时候还不晓得。
He didn't know what was happening.
你看他在三十三节怎么说
？And in verse 33, what does he say?
他在三十三节说：“他说，主啊，我就是同你下监，同你同死，也是甘心。
”Lord, even if I go into prison and even if I die, I am willing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，彼得说这句话，句句肺腑之言，每一句话都是真心话。
Brothers and sisters, what Peter says here is truly from his heart.
有的时候我们说我们爱主，我们与主受苦，我们自己知道我们在骗自己。
Many times when we say, Lord, we love you and we're willing to suffer for you, we're cheating ourselves, we're lying to ourselves.
我们知道要多讲几句这样的话，人家在教会才会看重我。
And we know that if we say these jargons, that people in church will respect us.
所以有的时候我们说我们爱主，我们侍奉主，我们知道，我们心里面知道，有部分不是太真实。
And when we say, yes, Lord, we love you, we want to serve you, and we know inside, yeah, right.
但是彼得，我们很清楚地看见，当他在三十三节说这句话的时候，他每一句话都是从心的深处讲出来的。
But when Peter says these words in verse 33, it is truly from his heart.
弟兄姊妹，你不知道，当我想到这里的时候，我心里面多害怕。
Brothers and sisters, you don't know when I see this verse.How fear and trembling I am.
我心里面多紧张。
I'm how afraid I am at heart.
我心里面真是再一次提醒我自己。
And in my heart, I have to remind myself.
也许魔鬼撒旦已经把我做成攻击神教会的工具，我还不知道。
Maybe Satan has already used me as his instrument to attack God's plan, and I don't even know it.
我们今天要看怎么样能够防患未然，未雨绸缪。
We have to know today how to prevent and to protect ourselves.
我们看，如果我们今天已经落在这个危机，已经落在这个失败，甚至已经多年了，我们怎么样能够亡羊补牢，扭转乾坤？
If we realize that we have failed and we have fallen into Satan's traps for all these years, we must know how to remedial this matter.
Preventive 或者 remedial， 我们在这段圣经里面看见三个很明显的答案。
There are three points and three answers to the preventive and the remedial factors.
都在三十一节。
They're all in verse 31.
我们找到三十一节，我们同声来念一次，好不好？
Let's all read verse 31.
对不起，三十二节。
No, I'm sorry, verse 32.
三十二节，三十二节。
Verse 32, let's read.
或者这样好了，三十一节、三十二节一起读，我们一起同声来读。来
，Let's all read 31 and 32. Ready?
主又说
，Simon,
西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们。好筛你们像筛麦子一样，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。第一个答案是什么
？What is the first answer？
我们看见耶稣在这里怎么称呼彼得
？We see how the Lord responds to Peter.
他说 ：“Simon, Simon， 西门，西门。
”He calls him Simon, Simon.
在全本圣经里面
In the entire Bible,
我们看到一个事实
We see a truth.
不管是旧约的耶和华神
No matter in the Old Testament Jehovah, Lord,
或者是新约的主耶稣基督
Or in the New Testament, Lord Jesus Christ,
在一个很迫切的情况之下他称呼人的时候他都是叫那个人的名字两次
In this time of earnestness, at the point of seriousness, the Lord always addresses the person twice.
创世纪二十二章
In Genesis chapter 22,
亚伯拉罕拿起刀来就要杀以撒，要把他献祭的时候
，Just when Abraham raised the knife ready to sacrifice Isaac on the altar,
神在天上说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
”The Lord cried out, "Abraham, Abraham."
两次称这个亚伯拉罕的名字
，Twice he repeats his name.
这个不是偶然的
，This is not.Coincidence.
因为在一种很紧急的情况之下
Because in a time of crisis, period of crisis
两次叫亚伯拉罕的名字
He called out his name twice
出埃及记第三章
Even in Exodus chapter 3
当摩西看见那个烧灼的荆棘的时候
When Moses saw the burning bush
他过去看这个异象
When he approached to see this matter
神向着摩西说
The Lord said to Moses
摩西，摩西
Moses, Moses
两次叫他的名字。
Twice he mentioned, he called his name.
当耶稣基督看见马大在他的面前批评他的姐妹的时候
，When Jesus saw how Martha criticized her sister Mary,
他对马大说：“马大，马大。
”He said to Martha, mentioning her name twice, "Martha, Martha."
当耶稣基督看见扫罗要到大马色的城要去抓拿基督徒逼迫基督徒的时候
When our Lord Jesus saw Saul approaching Damascus to persecute the Christians
他在天上对着坐在高头大马上的扫罗说扫罗扫罗
He called out
为什么逼迫
He called out to Saul the persecutor Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
在这里主耶稣说西门，西门。
Here, Jesus says, "Simon, Simon."
弟兄姊妹，在一种危机意识里面带出来的迫切感。
Brothers and sisters, we must sense this crisis and this point of seriousness and earnestness.
其实我们都有这个经验，对不对
？Actually, we all have this type of experience.
不管你结婚多久
，No matter how long you've been married.
有的夫妻在一起讲话的时候
，When the spouses are speaking to one another.
有的时候觉得话讲完了
，And often we run out of words to say.
哎呀，急得不得了
，And we're still very anxious.
Andy, Andy.
Hillary, Hillary.
有的时候
，Sometimes.
我们对我们的儿女也是这个样子。
Even when we speak to our children, we are like this.
我记得当我的儿子在中东打仗的时候
，When Chris went over to Middle East,
我常常在神的面前提名为他祷告。
Often I would pray to the Lord.
但是很多时候的祷告忘记了，对象不是对神，好像对儿子一样。
And often I would forget that my prayers is not to God, but towards my son.
有一次我自己祷告，我自己都觉得很好笑。
And one time when I was praying, it even felt kind of funny.
我说神，那你保守他在他在前线平安。
Oh Lord, please be with Chris, send peace upon him.
但是祷告到一个地步。
And up to a certain point,
我突然向着空气叫起我的儿子的名字来。
I screamed out, I cried out my son's name.
我忘不了我好几次有这样的经验。
And I can't, you know, I can't forget the many experiences like this I had.
我说宋恩，宋恩，我爱你。
I called Chris.I love you.
我知道他听不到。
I know he can't hear me.
我的太太也听不到，因为这是我单独在神面前安静的时候的事情。
And Mrs. Lee cannot hear me because I was alone with the Lord at that time.
但是当我一称他的名字两次的时候，我知道我心里面很迫切。
And when I know that when I called out Chris's name twice, that my heart was just so 迫切 so
earnest.主对我们也是这样。
The Lord is the same.
我猜想有的时候他不是叫我们的名字两次。
My guess is that he doesn't call us just these twice.
他常常称呼我们的名字称了很多次。
He often calls our names many, many times.
我们充耳不闻。
And we turn our ear.
我们麻木不仁。
And we are numb to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，主今天在叫你的名字。
Brothers and sisters, today the Lord is calling your name.
你听见了吗
？Have you heard him?
他叫你的名字几次？你听见了吗
？How many times did he call your name? Have you heard him?
你还是用你自己许许多多的自以为是来顶撞他吗
？Are you still putting him aside and doing your own thing?
这个两次还不是我心里面最受感动。
And these two times are not just the times when I truly was touched at heart.
我在想的是为什么他叫他西门不叫他彼得
Why didn't Jesus call him Peter rather than Simon?
No.
Simon rather than Peter.
彼得这个名字是耶稣给的名字对不对
The name Peter was given to Simon by Christ himself.
我们记得在约翰福音一章四十二节彼得来到耶稣面前
When the first time Peter met Christ,
耶稣一看到他
Jesus saw him.
你以后不叫西门
In the future, you're not called Simon.
你以后要叫做彼得，彼得就是基法。
And you will be called Peter, Peter or Cephas.
因为彼得的意思就是石头 rock.
Because the meaning of Peter is rock.
后来彼得自己知道。
And later on, Peter knew.
他自己要做 living stone. 他要作为活石。
He will become a living stone for the Lord.
要建造属灵的宫 spiritual temple.
To build the spiritual temple.
那么彼得知道当他一信了耶稣以后他这个人就变成神手里面的一个材料一个建材
And Peter knew that when he believed in the Lord that he himself was to be a building material.
所以这个名字的改变对彼得来讲就是一个生命的改变
So the change in the name for Peter is a change of life.
本来他是西门的生命现在变成基法彼得的生命
Originally, he was the life of Simon. Now is life of Peter.
本来他的名字叫西门，是与神无份无关的。
And originally, he had the life of Simon, which had no relation to the Lord.
现在他成为彼得，成为 living stone, 成为活石，要建造灵宫。
And now he has become Peter, Cephas, the living stone to be the building material to build God's holy temple.
耶稣称他的名字为西门，而且两次。
And the Lord here addresses him Simon twice.
要提醒他跟主的关系。
And to remind him his relationship to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，撒旦的攻击，魔鬼的破坏，怎么样能够反败为胜
？Satan's temptation and his attacks. How can we turn it into victory?
怎么样让我们能够化软弱为刚强呢
？How can we be go from weakness to strength.
很多人给你许多的建议。
And many people will give you many suggestions.
其实很简单，弟兄姊妹。
Actually, it's very simple.
这是我们属灵的 basic, 属灵的 ABC.
These are our basics, our spiritual basics, the spiritual ABCs.
检讨一下你跟主的关系怎么样。
Let us evaluate our relationship with the Lord.
检讨一下你过去叫西门，现在叫彼得，那个属灵的真理的意义是什么？
Evaluate, think back when you were still Simon and when you have become Peter, what that meant in your life.
在我们传道同工当中，
in even within our staff.
以前吴牧师，Pastor Ray, Sandy, 还有几位同工在一起的时候。
With Pastor Wu, with Pastor Ray and Sandy, and a number of us.
常常我勉励彼此提醒的是什么呢？
And our mutual impetus is what?
很简单。
It's very simple.
你今天早上读经了没有？
Have you read your Bible this morning?
这讲起来很好笑，你问牧师你早上读经了没有，这不是
This seems like a joke. You ask the pastor, have you read your Bible this morning?
但是这个就是今天神的仆人失败的原因。
But this is the point where God's servant fails.
你今天在教会里面当长老。
Today you're an elder in the church.
你今天在教会里面当执事。
Today you're a deacon in the church.
我要问一个问题。
I have one question for you.
你跟主的关系怎么样？
How is your relationship with God?
你现在在读神学。
Okay, you're in seminary.
你天天在看神学的书。
Every day you're reading theology.
天天在写圣经的文章。
And every day you're writing articles on the Bible.
你跟主的关系怎么样？
How is your relationship with the Lord?
我在读神学的时候。
When I was in seminary.
这些神学生最糟糕的时候。
When at the lowest point in seminary in life.
他是神学生。
I'm a seminarian.
最糟糕的时候就是在神学生快要考试的时候。
The lowest point in seminarian's life is right before the exam.
明天要考试了。
Tomorrow I'm going to have a test.
书本还没有看完。
I haven't finished reading all my material.
哪里还有时间去读圣经呢？
How can I possibly have time to read the Bible?
弟兄姊妹，这样的人将来会做好牧师吗？
Brothers and sisters, can this person be a good pastor in the future?
一个大的问号。
A big question mark.
今天你在教会里面侍奉主。
Today you're serving the Lord in church.
你戴着一个执事的帽子。
You have the hat of a deacon.
我要请问你
I ask you,
你跟主的关系怎么样
How is your relationship with God?
第二
Second
在三十二节主耶稣说但我已经为你祈求叫你不至于失去信心
The Lord Jesus in verse 32 says I have already prayed for you that your faith will not fail
弟兄姊妹我们非常熟悉耶稣在十字架上为我们成就的救赎的大功
That your faith will not fail.
弟兄姊妹，我们非常熟悉耶稣在十字架上为我们成就的救赎的大功。
We are very familiar with the Christ on the cross, accomplishing his work.
我们今天非常的陌生，我们不认识主耶稣在天父右边为我们天天所进行的工作。
But we are very unfamiliar with Christ's work at the right hand side of God to pray for us daily.
耶稣今天。他并不是没有做什么事情。
The Lord is not just sitting around doing nothing right now.
他在十字架上说 ，It is finished, 成了。
He said upon the cross, "It is finished, done."
他说 "It is done." 当他讲完这句话的时候，并不是说好，我现在什么事情都不做了。
When he said this thing, he doesn't mean that. Okay, my work is done. I won't do anything else.
救恩的工作 done， 但是呢，还有许多的工作还没有 done.
The work of grace of salvation is done.But there are much more things to do.
我们看两节的圣经，我们今天没有时间解释过。希望如果你对这个这一件事情有兴趣，你以后有机会可以看看。第一个是在罗马书第八章。
Let's turn for, if we can, Romans chapter 8:34.
我们第八章三十四节。
I'm sorry, Romans chapter 8:34.
第八章三十四节，找到以后，请各位看，我来读这节圣经很重要。
The past, please turn to it, and the pastor will read.
谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了。第一，耶稣基督已经死了。第二，而且从死里复活。第三，今日在神的右边。第四，也替我们祈求。
Verse 34, who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, number one, more than that, who was raised to life, number two, and number three, at the right hand of God, and number four, interceding.For us.
好，再看一节圣经，希伯来书第七章。
Let us also please turn to Hebrews chapter 7.
这两节圣经都非常宝贝。我在准备的时候看了很多的书，很想跟大家有机会分享，不过今天没有时间了。我们看第七章二十五节。
Okay, please turn to Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25.
希伯来书七章二十五节，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them.
Warren Willsby 这个是很出名的一个是这个解经家，他说过一句话，我请我们的弟兄念一下。
Okay, Warren, there's a quote from Warren Willsby. Intercession means that Jesus Christ represents us before the throne of God.
什么叫做 intercession? 什么叫做代祷？
What is intercession?
代祷就是在神的面前做我们的代表，这叫代祷。
Is to be an advocate before the throne of God.
我觉得这个定义很有意思。
This definition really has meaning.
主耶稣今天坐在天父的右边。
The Lord Jesus Christ now stands at the right hand.
他不只是坐在那里。
He not only sits there.
他要做我们的代表。
He wants to sit there as our representative.
他为我们祷告。
He prays for us.
上个礼拜我说在启示录十二章讲到魔鬼工作的一些法则。
And last week I mentioned in Revelation chapter 12, Satan's three primary tools.
其实他这三个 primary tool 这三个主要的工具就够了。
All he needs is these three primary tools.
第一个在十二章第九节告诉我们说他要逼迫。
And verse 9 of chapter 12 it says he will persecute.
在同样的这一段圣经里面我们看见第十节他要控告，对不起，第九节是迷惑。
Verse 9 is to deceive, deception.
第十节是控告。
Verse 10 is to accuse.
十三节是逼迫。
And verse 13 is to persecute.
怎么能够对付这三样东西呢？
How can we face on these three things?
当然里面有很复杂的内容在里面。
Although, yes, there are very complicated substance in this verse.
一言蔽之，用一句话来讲的话。
But if we sum it up in one word.
对付撒旦的迷惑。
To...Tackle on Satan's attacks.
用信心来分辨。
We use faith to discern in deception.
迷惑是需要分辨。
Deception we need to discern.
迷惑是需要属灵的智慧。
And we need spiritual wisdom to discern.
我们今天需要 spiritual insight. 我们需要属灵的洞察力。
We need spiritual insight. We need the spirit guiding.
今天在教会的里面。
Today in the church,
似是而非的东西太多了。
There are so many temptations going on.
我们今天看见许多好像是对的，其实是错的。
We see many things that seems right, which is actually wrong.
好像不是真相。
It seems like, but is not.
但是今天在教会里面许多的好像而没有真相。
And many things that look right really doesn't have it.
我们怎么知道呢？
Is not right. How do we know?
有一个银行里面做事做了很久的一个职员
employee in a bank has worked there a long time.
他非常会分辨假钞票。
They can tell counterfeit.
那么他们说这个人一定是研究很广，他把所有的假钞票都弄得很清楚。
And they guess that probably this person has a lot of research into counterfeiting.
人家问他，他说不是。
He says no, that's not true.
他说我只学一样东西。
All I learn is one thing.
我只要认识真钞票。
All I have to do is recognize.Real money.
我只要认识真钞票，所有不是真钞票都是假钞票。
And anything that's not real money is counterfeit.
我不需要花时间去研究所有的假钞票。
I don't need to spend time to research on counterfeits.
我研究不完。
I can't finish.
因为中国大陆的油墨和这个墨西哥的油墨是不一样的。
Because the printing and the oil they use in China and in Mexico are different.
我今天不去研究这些，我只要研究真的。
I don't need to research the false. All I need to know is the truth.
我们今天为什么不会分辨
？Why do we not know today？
我们今天为什么会被迷惑
？Why are we deceived today？
我们今天为什么会被人家搞得谁牵着我们就往哪边走
？Why are we so easily deceived and led astray？
因为我们对真理不熟
，because we don't know the truth。
因为我们对圣经不清楚
，because we're not clear about the Bible。
我们用信心来回答控告
，we use faith to respond to deception。
我们用信心在逼迫的里面来坚持。
We use faith in persecution to be strong.
什么叫信心？
What is faith?
对我来讲，信心就是 let go and let God.
That's right.
信心就是我们放手让神来接手。
To let go and to let God.
1992年，去年。
Last year, 92.
十月九号。
October 9th.
晚上十点。
10 o'clock at night.
我跟我父亲有一次 man to man talk.
Pastor had a man to man talk with his father.
因为我发现
because I realized
我们两个人有同样的软弱
both of us have the same weakness.
我不肯放我母亲，他不肯放他太太。
I wasn't willing to let my mother go, and he wasn't willing to let his wife go.
我母亲已经因为病，已经吃了好几年的苦。
Because of her illness, she suffered for many years, my mom.
现在病得已经病入膏肓，医生已经说没有盼望，只是时间的问题而已。
And it was so chronic that the doctor gave up hope, and it's just a matter of time.
我非要跟我父亲谈话不可。
And I had to talk with my dad.
我要告诉他，我们两个人都有问题。
And I told him, both of us have a problem.
我们一定要放，让母亲在神的手中。
We must let go and let mom be before the Lord.
那天晚上讲话没有结论。
And it was inconclusive that night.
1992年10月10号。
And then the following day.
早上九点半。
In the morning at 9:30,
我跟父亲再继续谈话。
I spoke again with my dad.
谈到11:45。
And we spoke for 2 hours.
谈到最后。
And lastly, we said,
我父亲哭了，我也流泪了。
My father started to cry, and I was in tears.
他告诉我。
He told me.
他说我做不到。
He says, I can't do it.
我没有办法放。
I can't let her go.
他说你要知道，我跟你妈妈已经几十年在一起。
You have to know that I've been with your mom for all these years.
你知道这种老伴的分离实在是很痛苦的事情。
You know, it's very painful to have your long-time spouse separate from you.
他告诉我。
He told me.
他说我没有信心，没有这个信心来做这种放手的祷告。
He says, I don't have the faith to let her go.
我说我们一起祷告。
Pastor said, let's pray, Dad.
我们一起在他的房间同心的祷告。
And we prayed in his room with one heart.
祷告完了以后。
And after we prayed,
我看钟11:45。
And I saw the clock. It was 11:45.
那一天下午3:30，我的母亲平静的离开这个世界。
That day at 3:30, my mom in peace went to Jesus.
我们在祷告的时候流泪。
When we pray,
we cried. 我们在谈话的时候流泪。
When we conversed, we cried.
当我们那天下午在他的病床旁边，他已经去世，我们两个没有流泪。
But at her deathbed that afternoon, we did not cry.
因为我们心里有平安。
Because we had great peace.
我们心里有把握。
Because we have assurance in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
信仰对你是怎么回事
？What is faith to you?
只有在那一种情形之下，才真正分辨得出来谁是有真信心，谁没有真信心。
Only under these type of circumstance can you discern what is real faith and what is false faith.
主耶稣说，我已经为你祷告。
Jesus says, I have already prayed for you.
我非常受感动，主耶稣说，我已经为你祷告。
The Lord says, I have already prayed for you.
你还没有三次不认我。
You haven't denied me yet.
我们都是亡羊补牢式的代祷，对不对？我们都是事情过了以后才来祷告。
Often we pray only after the fact.
但是主耶稣说，事情还没有发生，我就为你祷告。
But Jesus says, before the fact, I've prayed for you.
我还是另外一个我很受感动。
And another thing, I was truly touched to heart.
为你祷告。
I not only have prayed, but I have prayed for you.
You, Peter. You, Simon. 因为前面说撒旦要得着你们，撒旦得的是你们，我的祷告是为你。你看这个神的爱是多细腻，神的爱是多可爱。
Satan wants to sift you, plural, but the Lord Jesus prays for you, Peter.
最后
Lastly,
你回头以后
When we have repented,
彼得的跌倒，他自己要负一部分的责任。
Peter has to bear responsibility for his own fall.
上个礼拜我说了。
Last week I said.
我们太容易把所有的责任都推给魔鬼。
We too easily put the blame on Satan.
都是魔鬼不好。
It, you know, the devil made me do it.
神啊，你如果没有魔鬼存在，我今天一定圣洁的不得了。
Lord, if there was no devil, I would be so holy today.
我和你这不得了，这个了不得，你就已经骄傲了。
But if you dare say that, then You're in trouble.
不要给魔鬼留地步。
Don't leave even a foothold for the devil.
不要让撒旦乘着机会胜过我们。
Don't give the devil an opportunity to conquer us.
以弗所哥林多后书。
And Ephesians, it mentions,
地步和机会是我们给他的。
Opportunity and foothold are what we give to Satan.
他的失败他要负责。
We have to be responsible for our fall, own fall.
他的复兴他也有责任。
And when we receive victory, we also have to have a part of it.
你知道为什么魔鬼要试探攻击领袖？
Why would the devil want to tempt and attack the leader?
第一个，树倒猢狲散，我们都知道啊，这个王一倒，大家就散掉。
Once you hit the leader, the group will scatter.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
魔鬼为什么试探这些领袖？
Why does he attack the leaders?
因为这些领袖很不容易悔改。
Because it is more difficult for leaders to repent.
因为领袖有领袖的面子。
Because a leader has his face to keep.
领袖有领袖的地位。
Because the leader has his position status to protect.
你一个小弟兄、小姐妹，这个认罪悔改到前面让李牧师按手祷告，那是天经地义的事情。
For a lowly brother or sister to come before and pastor to lay his hand on you and pray for you, that's easy stuff.
今天李牧师说。
But the pastor says,
我需要你们为我祷告。
I need your prayer today.
因为我犯了罪。
Because I've sinned.
因为我做了错事。
Because I've done bad.
我在各位面前认罪悔改。
And I have to confess before everyone.
魔鬼知道这个做不到。
And devil knows it's hard for you to do.
所以他就特别试探攻击这些做领袖的人。
So he especially attacks the leaders.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你在教会里面不管你的地位是什么。
No matter what position or status you hold in church.
你在教会里面不管你的年龄是多大多小。
No, church.
弟兄姊妹你错了你就错了。
Brothers and sisters, when we're wrong, we are wrong.
你要回头。
We must repent.
你要回头。
We must return.
我们要回到主的面前。
We must come back
before the Lord. 怎么回头呢？
How do we turn around?
我们看六十一节六十二节。
In verse 61 and 62, same chapter.
六十一节六十二节。
61 and 62.
第一个，我们看见主转过身来看彼得。
The first point, we see the Lord turning around to face Peter.
弟兄姊妹，我看了实在是受感动。
And when I see this, I'm truly touched at heart.
真正回头还不是我们，主先回头。
The one to turn around is not us.
主转过身来看彼得，主不是回头吗？
The Lord turns around to look at Peter. Did he not turn around?
他本来是朝着十字架走。
Originally, he was facing the cross.
这是神的旨意。
That's God's will.
神的安排。
God's plan.
神的道路。
God's way.
但是他想要为着我这个软弱的人。
But because of me, this weak me.
他转过身来看。
He turns around to look at me.
他先回头。
The Lord first turns around.
然后我们受感动，我们才可以回头。
And after we have been touched and respond by turning to Him.
第二
Second.
彼得就想起主对他说的话。
Peter remembered the words Jesus said to him.
第三
Lastly.
出去痛哭。
He was suffering.
He wept
bitterly.
基督教不是一个哭哭啼啼的宗教。
Christianity is not one of crying.
但是我觉得今天的基督教眼泪太少。
But I regard today's Christianity as having too few tears.
我们今天心太刚硬。
Today our hearts are too hardened.
求主帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to please help us.
我们没有时间再讲下去。
I don't have more time to talk on.
我们心里面不能不放过去的就是最后一句话主耶稣说你回头以后要兼顾你的弟兄
last word that Jesus mentions to Peter here is when you return strengthen your brothers
对彼得来讲很难
to Peter this is very hard
我已经失败了
I failed
我怎么能够再为你做工
how can I still work for you
这也是撒旦控告我们的一个重点
and this is one of the accusations that Satan casts on us
我们都有一些过去失败的记录
we have manyRecords of failure in our lives.
弟兄姊妹，当你看见别人有失败的记录的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when you see failure in other brothers and sisters,
你我没有资格抓住人家过去的记录，永远不让他翻身。
You and I have no right to grab hold of that record and say, I won't forgive you, and not let the person return.
主耶稣都说，这个人回头以后，他要用他。
Jesus already mentions that when this person repents, he's going to use him.
凭什么我们今天比神还大？看见一个人过去失败，我们永远不让他平反。
What right do we have when we see someone else fall that we don't let them return and repent?
哦，对彼得不容易。
It's not an easy thing.
他要去兼顾他的弟兄。
He has to strengthen his brothers.
最难的。
The hardest thing.
去兼顾那个一次否认耶稣的弟兄。
It's hard to encourage that brother who has denied Christ once.
因为他自己三次不认主。
Because he himself denied Christ three times.
主耶稣说你要到那边去安慰那个人。
Jesus says you have to strengthen that brother there.
要鼓励那个人。
You have to encourage that brother.
那个人不认我一次。
That person denied me once.
彼得说你找别人去，我不去。
Peter said, "Oh Lord, find someone else. I'm not going to do that."
我否认你三次已经出名了，大家都知道。
I denied you three times. Everyone knows.
那么我今天去安慰他。
Today, you want me to encourage him?
你有没有搞错啊？他一定会问耶稣，你一定搞错。
Come on, Lord, you got to be kidding.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
主没有搞错。
The Lord is not kidding.
今天我们要侍奉主。
Today we want to serve the Lord.
我们只看主的命令来侍奉主。
We only see and hear God's command.
不看我们的记录来侍奉主。
Not to look upon our records.
不看人的面子来侍奉主。
Not to look at people's faces.
只是主要我们侍奉，我们就侍奉主。
The Lord wants us to serve, we serve.
低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，求你听我们有声无声的祷告。
Lord, please hear our prayers.
我们从心里面向你数说的话。
The words from our heart, Lord.
我们从口里说出来的祷告。
The words from our, the prayer from our lips.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.